How have you been?
Honestly, just feeling pretty grateful to be able to race. It's really impressive what they did with the snow, given the conditions, how warm it's been. It was like raining today. So it's just, really impressed with what they managed to pull off, honestly.
You know, here's a question. I want to get your impression on, you know, the course. So I think there was some speculation yesterday, like, oh, it's going to be a bunch of people up front, in particular in the guys race, you know, without the Mortarbakken incorporated into the course. But at least my impression was it looked to be quite difficult. And also like very much a working course all around. And folks had to be on top of it. I'm just curious, like, how did the course ski for you without that kind of hallmark climb incorporated into it?
Yeah, you know, I think it was a day where it sort of felt more like Davos, where it is, like you said, a working course, and you don't really have any rest out there. And also, I think it was a day, one of those courses where skis really mattered quite a bit because it was so flat. And because there was so much wind, it was a course where like being behind people and being able to draft was going to help. So it was just a really interesting course. It was just different than what we normally have here in Falun, and different than, you know, a normal World Cup homologated course simply because, of lack of snow.
And how are you feeling out there? I mean, everybody knows that like Yo Haug's going to be, you know, pushing the pace up front, and Heidi Vang, you know, took some pulls as well. You know, there was a time kind of midway through the race, it's like, okay, there's Diggins, you know, she hovering in like fifth, sixth, seventh, but not necessarily having, at least earlier, having a real solid group to work with. It seemed to be like you were kind of in between there. You know, how did that kind of work for you, and is that something like in the long term, like stymied your efforts today, or just kind of how the race unfolds and you go with it?
I would say like it wasn't a great day for anyone on our team, and that's a different matter, but sure. You just got to work with what you have out there in the moment, and I was really proud of how I never gave up and I kept pushing as hard as I could. And like one of our wax techs came up to me afterwards and like was like, wow, you were working really hard. And I was like, thank you, because that's all you can control when you're out there in the moment. And I was feeling just a little bit tired from some events earlier this weekend. But I think that, it wasn't like my best day out there, but I was proud of how I just kept fighting. And even as a large pack was moving in to catch me up, I just did everything I could in the moment. And I was proud of how I controlled the things I could control, I guess.
I have not talked to you for a while, but how are like general sensations, you know, holistically right now for you? You've come off a training camp in Seefeld. I would call it a training camp, but I'll let you kind of discern what that may or may not be, where, you know,
I think it was a training camp. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so you're probably, I mean, my guess is you're coming in with some load and you've got a pretty hefty tour coming up starting next weekend. Yeah. Do you feel that kind of load, coming into this weekend's racing?
Yeah, I would say I was really, really tired and oversore. And so we went into the training camp saying, all right, like it's a training camp, but let's be really cautious. Let's, you know, figure out a way for this to be really productive. And I was feeling really good coming into the weekend. And then yesterday I woke up and somehow in the night I had completely like wrenched my neck and strained a muscle, which was frustrating because it was incredibly painful. And that took a lot of energy trying to figure out how to deal with it. And should I race? And okay, yes, I've decided I'm going to race. But, you know, it was just one of those things where, you know, all stress manifests itself as physical stress and as being tired. And so I think it was one of those things where I just had to push through it. And so this weekend was a little bit more of just pushing through it and looking to find better feelings. And on a course like this, where it's really, really tight and a lot of people and a lot of people in a short amount of time, I think you just, if you're not feeling super on it, then you're going to find yourself falling back in the rankings really, really quickly. Or I mean, on the result sheet. So I think it's one of those things where you, you're either feeling really good, or if you're feeling a little bit off, it manifests itself as like, you know, not a very good day.
It's no mystery, right? I mean, like, people expect you to be killing it all the time. I mean, and that's because you're a world champ and Olympic gold medalist. Okay. So, and I'm sure you come in with expectations for this season, and I'm trying not to project here, into expectations onto you, but you know, it's been up and down. I mean, you've had this amazing pattern of like maybe having a down race for your standards and then podium the next day, which speaks to a lot of, like, to me at least, the way you're able to internally process maybe disappointment and be like, reset, boom, it's a new race. So I guess my question is, like, what has surprised you this year in terms of your ability to just like handle expectations, handle pressure, and reset?
Yeah, I think the best way to sum that up is something that Bill Koch said to me when I was talking to him about like pressure and post-Olympic year and stuff. And he was like, you know, you already accomplished the, like, everyone's lifelong goal, you know, like everything from here on out is a bonus. Like, don't sweat it, you know? And it was like, man, that really puts it in perspective, because I still have huge goals in so many different areas of sport, but seeing like every opportunity is, this is a bonus. Like, I get to be out here. I get to be healthy. I get to be racing. Like, this is a cool opportunity, not a do or die moment. And I think seeing it that way has really helped me, because yeah, like, I mean, like you said, it wasn't, you know, I appreciate you saying like not trying to put pressure on me, but it's not media or anything. It's just there's pressure there, because once you perform well, and once you perform well, even semi-consistently, then everyone expects you to always be performing well consistently. And I think that, you know, we forget that it's not, you know, no one has, you know, perfect race after perfect race. And you know, even, you know, the best in the sport have a race that might for them feel like it wasn't perfect. And so, yeah, I think just, I always just bring it back to not worrying about the pressure and not worrying about the expectations, because in the end, I can't do anything about that. You know, like if our skis are competitive or if they aren't, I can't do anything about that. You know, like if my body just, if I wake up and I've tweaked a muscle, like I can just do the best I have with the tools I have in the moment. And so that's basically the only thing I focus on, is just, am I doing the best that I can in this moment? I am. Great. I can be proud of that. And if there is something else I can be doing that's even better, then I think, okay, like what can I do to change it? Like what can I do right now to make this situation better?